This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, 80 degrees for the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports coming to you on this, Monday edition of the podcast, November 11th, 2024, the Pearl Project Podcast. We try to cover all things K-State sports, whether that is men's and women's basketball going on in action here. We will here probably tonight when I get home, I will record what K-State women's tennis did a few days ago. Golf, women's volleyball, women's soccer, course football, back again this week. All things K-State sports. If you're first time listening to the podcast, thank you so much again. Seems to be consistent, and you guys are listening, and I appreciate that so much, especially this year being a transition year for yours truly. So I definitely appreciate the support all year long for the Pearl Project Podcast. I try to do it differently than all the other K-State podcasts, and that's why, like I always say, on both the podcasts I do, I like to be in the oddball. I try to cover everything K-State sports, home of K-State University, Manhattan, Kansas, and this is a football edition of the podcast. So go ahead and hit that like, subscribe button, and go ahead and hit that alarm button too. Every time we post content, pretty much daily now, especially the weekend. Unlike all our K-State podcasts, except for, of course, recaps and all that other stuff. So definitely continue to support, like, subscribe, and also, more importantly, I haven't said this enough all year, make sure you tell a fellow K-State friend, alumni, your roommate, or other people that like K-State about this podcast. Yes, K-State football is back this week, and to finish out this last stretch here, and K-State got a little gift over. I said this yesterday on the men's basketball postcast. Go check it out. It's already out. K-State men going to 2-0 on the basketball front. Women's also 2-0. But yes, the football team after coming back, how are you going to respond after a bad loss? If you know me, if you've been following me by now, you know I don't sugarcoat things when it comes to either myself or K-State football or basketball, whatever it is, right? So, but the football team getting a little gift, and Kansas, of course, having the weekend that they did. Speaking of all things K-State sports, KU seeing all the post flood, their soccer team's going to the NCAA tournament, and of course we get help from KU over Iowa State, so you have a bye week, and KU gives you an early Christmas gift by being Iowa State. Now, you got to do, pretty much, you have a second life, if anything, right? I recorded an episode last week about missed opportunities. I will have that out tomorrow. That's just sitting there. So I'll have that out tomorrow, and so I'll get on that, and I'll have to post it tomorrow morning as well. So this, so K-State football, you got a second chance, and Arizona State, you get them at home on national television. I should K-State's in this hunt. ESPN's been following K-State football team all year long. I would suppose that all these games are going to be national televised, right? And I believe K-State is ranked 19th now in the country, if I saw that on Instagram correctly there. So yeah, the doors halfway open now. Well, yes, and I say it was partially open, it's halfway out. But again, Chris Klieman, how are you going to respond after playing down to your opponent, right, in the rain? How are you going to do that, right? So, Arizona State, Iowa State's ahead of you. If you look at numerically, right, you know, Colorado now, the wild-ass Big 12 continues. Colorado now moves in that spot, and Colorado now has the opportunity to get there. Right, BYU struggled, but somehow, like they've done all year long, kind of like they're the Detroit Lions in the Big 12. They seem to find a way to win games, but they're playing well too. BYU over Utah. I saw the first half of that game, fell asleep in the second half. But yeah, BYU this year, who would have thought BYU would be undefeated all the way across the board? Not me, and I'm sure, pretty sure none of y'all either. So let's not get it twisted. But for K-State, and particularly focusing on them, and in particular here, the football team, Chris Klieman and company, obviously you cannot afford any more losses. Because fact of the matter is, you had a straight line path to Arlington, and now you made it a little bit more difficult for yourself. But now, you had that help from KU, which you already beat. You got Iowa State in a couple of weeks. Now you need help from somebody to beat Colorado, because you have tiebreaker on them. So, look, K-State, two games at home specifically. Take Iowa State out of the equation, because you got to go up there to Ames at the end of the year, right around the corner. Before we know it, we're talking about it. But will K-State give themselves that opportunity? I have no idea. Because the fact that this coaching staff did not have this team ready to play Houston. And now you have Arizona State in Cincinnati. And Arizona State is pretty decent. Now, I haven't watched them all year. I'll be honest, I've not watched them all year. Or Cincinnati, for that matter. I've been paying more attention to Iowa State and going to be paying more attention to Colorado since we have to have help from them. But, yeah, Colorado, by the way, just smashed. Hang on here a second. Yeah, they just smashed Texas Tech. So, all the momentum's on their side. So, yeah, again, kudos again to my co-host, which you'll probably hear him. Audio Boom Greer 380s podcast over on the Audio Boom app, Greer 380s podcast. I will still stand on that. We'll get him. I'm gonna working hard get him on here, not on here, but over there tonight. As we're I'm recording this on Monday morning. Yeah, Colorado absolutely smashed Texas Tech. So Colorado, that is leaving the door open for yourself, but leaving the door open for Colorado to sneak in there and take advantage. So you gotta win out. And hope Colorado stumbles. That's what you're facing. And, yeah, a season that, all right, yeah, we're what? Preseason rank number two coming in here with an opportunity, and you fell flat on your face. Against Houston, and you fell flat on your face against BYU. That's the difference of the season. When you look at that, yeah, BYU, that was totally unexpected. If you would have told me that, beginning of the year, I would have told you, hell no. BYU, they sorry. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So, but now, looking at it, into the season, nine games into the season, and for BYU, damn, they know how to get it done. And kudos, I don't know the name of the head coach. I'm not going to butcher it, but he's well-respected around the Big 12. He's done a tremendous job with that team. And, it's one of those things that, hey, you don't know. Preseason, it don't mean – It don't mean a damn thing, because you don't know who's good. You don't know who's going to come out of left field like BYU, or you don't live up expectations. And the fact of the matter is, yeah, you self-destructed against BYU on the road and then turn around down the road playing with fire. Colorado probably should have lost that game. Probably should have lost to Colorado there if not for a big play by Johnson to Chase Brown late to set that up. Should have lost to KU. Speaking of which, should have lost to KU there. KU outplayed you in your own building. Should have lost that one. And then you play around with Houston and you get beat by sorry-ass 3-5 team. It is what it is, man. It is what it is. And I know y'all probably sitting here like, hey, he's complaining too much. But, hey, I'm keeping it real. What it says. So, all this talk about, you know, we expect to be there. But now, KU has put themselves in this position where you got to win out. And even if we beat Houston, that was the primary goal anyways. And you left the door open. You shot yourself in the foot in the rain. And, again, we can go back and try to make excuses. I'm not going to make excuses for this football team, because should have beat that team regardless whether it's rain or shine. I mean, Drew's in my corner. Drew Nixon is in my corner. So you can't do that. You can't just make excuses like that. No. You just can't. And that pisses me off more than anything else, right? The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Eddie Greer III, football episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. But yeah, look, man, this is where we're at now. So you need to win out. It starts at Arizona Saturday night, ESPN, 6:00 at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. So that you're setting yourself up now. You lose again, you're pretty much done. You're pretty much done for. And for at least, and you got to sell for a bowl game. So, the last thing that you needed is obviously to have somebody else sneak in there. Well, not necessarily sneak in there. Take advantage of your mistake and just ride with it. In Colorado, ever since early in the season, they play obviously very well. So, in BYU credit, nobody's had them in, on the list there as well. They have played championship football throughout the season there as well. So, you know, I haven't seen much of Arizona State. I'll probably take a look more and deeper in their schedule as the week progresses here, counting down to that game at Bill Steiner Family Stadium on Saturday night. But every game is crucial now. Cincinnati comes to your place next week. And then, of course, everyone's talking about this Iowa State game. Iowa State got beat by KU, and they lost to Texas Tech. They lost two straight. So now the door's halfway open. Can KU stay? Can Chris Klieman get his team, the coaching staff, get his team ready to play? I don't know. I have no idea. We're just going to have to find out and see, because we can sit here, do all the numbers like, hey, man, you know, Arizona State, you know. but, you know, yeah, it befuddles me that every year that Chris Klieman, in the Chris Klieman era, this team, whoever the quarterback is, with Avery Johnson, go back to Skylar Thompson, Will Howard, you know, Jesse Ertz. this team continues to not beat the teams they're supposed to beat. And so you want to finish strong at home. You want to take it, you're at home. Arizona State, Cincinnati, you got to get up for this game. It just befuddles me the fact that you can't get up for Houston playing down to your opponent and you lose that game. So here you are. Here are K-State Nation. Three games left. And particularly if Colorado stumbles, because that was what you need there to even have a chance. And I don't know if Colorado's going to stumble again. So we just got to see, you know, obviously it's college football, Eddie. I know it's college football. Anything can happen. Yes, I know. But for Kansas State football team, 19th ranked in the country going into this week. Yeah, they got work to do. They got work to do. And it starts with Arizona State. And so, if you look, they do not come out ready to play, come out flat or whatever at home, I'm going to come on this podcast and rip this team, because, look, man, you're supposed to be getting better. Look, Avery Johnson's taking some steps, possibly, but on the other side, you're coming off a bye week, you're coming off of a team that, or a coaching staff that put him in that position, throwing the football as much times he did in the rain, and not trusting your running game. And the running game has been questioned as well. Is it a good running attack, or is just beating up on old team, on sorry defenses, and not stepping up against good teams? I don't know. It's just been lost. Some grumbling. Some just saying. Just see what I'm seeing, seeing and hearing. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I don't know. But all I know is Arizona State's this week. And now you have to answer the bell. Can you come out of the bye week motivated and ready to play? That is the question for K-State from here on out. That's the question, because you have two of these games at home, back-to-back, and then, of course, the showdown with Iowa State. There, if K-State can take care of these games at home, take care of these games in your own building, and then give yourself at least a chance, And then maybe Colorado stumbles somewhere. I'm gonna see if I can pull up Colorado's schedule real quick. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports on a Monday, November 11th, Eddie Greer III here for this podcast here. Let me see if I can go ahead and put Colorado's schedule here for a second. Okay, all right. So have their games up now. Colorado, real quick before we close this out. Colorado now has two games at home, one away, as well. It looks like, yeah. So Colorado has Utah. Whew, Utah was expected, was preseason. K-State football was preseason number two. Utah. Everybody had Utah. Preseason favorites. Utah has been underwhelming themselves, so I don't know. And then Colorado's got to go to Lawrence on Thanksgiving weekend, and then last game, sorry ass Oklahoma State. They have them, so you're gonna have to hope that KU can step up to the plate again. You're gonna have to have your arch rival step to the plate one more time. If I had anything to say, I say KU give us the best chance there. But hey, you know what? Maybe Utah maybe shows up. Probably not. But you know who knows about that. But yeah, so you definitely. Colorado has two at home and one away. K-State has two home, one away as well. So that's what you're looking at right now. If you're Chris Klieman, Avery Johnson, his team, and it starts with the coaching staff. Like I said on the reaction edition a couple weeks ago, coaching staff, you gotta have your team ready to play. It all starts at the top. You know what it is. You don't know what I mean. So we'll see about that. Bro, Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. Or whenever I have a chance to record K-State content, I'll have that other. I know I sound like I'm repeating myself here, but I did talk about sort of the same things on another recording of the football team, missed opportunities. So that will follow tomorrow as well. And of course, we'll fill in with, whether it's postcast or whatnot, or checking in on other sports teams as well. So definitely, you're a big K-State fan and wondering what's going on with your football team. Definitely, this is the place for you right here on this podcast. That's going to wrap things up for right now on this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Again, I mentioned the Audio Boom app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast, and we're striving. Alex tonight over there. Definitely going to get his thoughts, a fresh point of view from him. As well as this football team heading into this final small stretch of the 2024 season for the Kansas State football team. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. That's the wrap. Thanks for right now. Thank you for joining me on this Monday episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. We'll be talking to you here throughout the week. Go Cats.